The Environmental Protection Agency has announced a new three-part program to make drinking water safer on airplanes. Earlier this year, bacteria was discovered in the drinking water of one of every eight planes tested. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
12 major U.S. airlines have signed clean water agreements with the EPA. Two other airlines are expected to follow suit. Each of the carriers will have to test the water supply system of every plane in its fleet within the next year. In addition, they'll have to implement new disinfecting procedures and will have to give EPA substantial amounts of data regarding their tests and their procedures. Ben Grumbles is an administrator in EPA's water program.
Our objective is to ensure that water passengers drink on a plane is as safe as the water they drink from a public water system. And what we've learned over the last several months is that it's time to fine-tune and upgrade drinking water regulations.
The EPA is about to begin random testing of 169 airplanes at 14 airports across the country. The agency will publish those results in January. And the agency has begun an accelerated process to develop new drinking water rules specifically for airplanes. When the EPA conducted random tests in August and September, it found that 12.6% of the aircraft did not meet federal standards for drinking water. The airline industry's major trade group, the Air Transport Association, disputes EPA's figures and believes the actual number of violations was much smaller and that many were on foreign carriers. Still, the trade association's assistant general counsel, Nancy Young, says the airlines were willing to go along with EPA's plan.
I think we regret that EPA approached this in an enforcement context when we were working productively with them up until the time they got their results. But the carriers have chosen to do something positive. I think this is a really good example of how our carriers, even when they are challenged financially, step forward to do the right thing and always the safe thing for our consumers.
Asked about the cost of these changes for the industry, Young said she didn't know and didn't want to speculate. Ensuring that water obtained while at foreign airports meets federal standards is a particularly challenging proposition for both the airlines and the EPA. Under the new EPA mandates, the airlines will have to provide the agency with detailed information about the water they get abroad. Whatever the source of water, if it doesn't meet federal standards, the airlines will have to immediately disinfect the airplane's water system or stop using the plane's water for drinking altogether. In the meantime, Thomas Skinner, a senior enforcement official at EPA, offers this advice to passengers.
Anyone with a compromised immune system, or in fact anyone who's just concerned, can take advantage of bottled or canned beverages when they're flying.
The agreements between the airlines and the EPA will remain in effect while new federal regulations are drafted. A proposed rule is expected in about a year, a final regulation a year later. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.